Hello, and welcome to the very first mainstreamo to hardcore and every cliche subgenre in between podcast with your hosts, me, Nathan.
And me, Charlie.
We have decided to do this podcast simply because we don't feel the music we listen to is being represented in the podcast world. And we just want to play music that we like and maybe play some new music for people that may not have heard them, you know, may not have heard before.
Yeah, just try and spread the word of underground bands and stuff.
Yeah, so if you're in a new band or in an old band, you know, we're not ageist here.
No.
Old, new, get in contact with us. We'll give the details at the end of the podcast and you may be able to get some airtime.
If you're very lucky.
If you're lucky. But right now we're going to go into a song. This is the Maple State.
That was Maple State. God, that's a good song. They're playing two gigs, actually. One on the 9th of November at the Night and Day Cafe in Manchester with Nightmare of You. And one in London on November 26th at the Betsy Trotwoods.
Yeah, don't know where that is.
No idea where that is. You can check them out at themaplestate.co.uk or they have a MySpace page.
Talking of MySpace, we have a MySpace page too for this fine, fine podcast. It's myspace.com/mainstr-emo. That's mainstr-emo. Yeah, mainstreamo, but with a dash in it. So check it out. It has all of our contact details on there. So if there are any bands out there want to get in touch with us for any reason, then, you know, just, you know, it's all on there. It's all on there. We'd also like to take this opportunity to do a shameless plug for our band's gig, which on the 18th of November, the Bull and Gate,
yeah,
Kentish Town.
We're called Miss Me Blind. There's some other bands playing us. You can check us out on our MySpace page.
Another band's playing us.
Yeah, another band's playing us. Did you not know?
Yeah, it's a thing we like to do. We get other bands to come on and imitate us.
Yeah. Okay, stop taking the piss out of me now. Anyway, yeah, we've got a MySpace page. It's just myspace.com and then Miss Me Blind, all one word. Flyers on there. Yes, right, flyers designed by me.
Yeah, and directions how to get there. Anyway, shameless plug over. Our next song is by a band called Shaped by Fate. That was Shaped by Fate with their song The Count of Monte Fisto. Kind of sounds like a porn film to me. Don't know what your thoughts are on that, but Charlie, any?
I don't agree with the porn star sounding like thing personally.
Okay, fair enough. By the way, they don't just have one song. They've got various songs.
Really?
Yeah, various songs. Like, wow. Some bands these days have more than one song. Quite rare, I know, but anyway. They're also on MySpace. And if you like them, you might want to check out a band called Bring Me the Horizon, which are pretty good, and they're doing a few dates around England at the moment. Up next is our emo and non-emo CD recommendations of the week. Brace
yourself! Yeah, brace yourself, guys, with some emo and non-emo recommendations.
Sorry, I didn't get it the first time.
Fair enough. So, who are your emo and non-emo recommendations this week, Nathan?
Well, my emo recommendation for the week is, coincidentally, the Bled's new album, Found in the Flood. If you haven't got it already, do. Just go and buy it. It doesn't really need much else said about it, to be honest.
Yeah, it is a pretty damn good album.
My non-emo recommendation of the week is the Bad Plus, either album, Give or These Are the Vistas. It's just really good, like, jazz trio, piano, bass, drums. They all, like, solo randomly together, and it somehow makes amazing songs, and they do great covers, Aphex Twin covers, Black Sabbath covers. Bad Plus and the Bled, two Bs.
Yeah, my recommendations, my emo recommendation is The Fall of Troy, their one and only album, which is only at the moment. It's not actually called that.
What's it called?
It's called Doppelganger, I believe.
Yeah,
It's a very good album. It's all over the place, really. It's genius. They're complete geniuses, and they're very young too. My non-emo recommendation of the week is Arcade Fire, Funeral. It's a bit mainstream. But it's good.
It's not mainstreamo, though, is it?
Yeah, it's not mainstreamo, no. And some people have actually tried to call them emo, but they're not really. Because
what do you think? Yeah? Is that what we're saying?
Well,
are we asking the listeners?
Yeah. Do you think they're emo? I don't think they're emo.
I think they're shit, to be honest.
Oh, that's because you're just, you know.
Think Arcade Fire, awful.
Have you heard the album?
I've heard the singles.
There we go. You haven't heard the album. You can't.
I've heard the singles.
It's a good album. It's a good album.
Let the listeners have their say.
Well, it doesn't matter because I still like the album, whether people hate them.
All right, fair enough. So. But you know, we could have a discussion about it next week.
Okay.
Whether Arcade Fire are any good or not. That's the topic of discussion next week.
Next week, okay.
Fine. Arcade Fire, good.
Yeah.
Or appallingly bad.
Because they have some quite emo words in their songs.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what, for example?
I can't remember any of the off my head.
Oh,
I remember listening to
I
the
see.
Album.
Well, that's.
Oh, you're going to play the Oh, I See card, are you?
Yes, fine. The Oh, I See.
Fine. Anyway, talking about emo words.
Yeah, what emo words?
Emo
Come
words.
On.
I think we should. This would be the perfect place to put our little emo quote of the week.
Okay, so here it is. The biggest feature of the podcast.
That's right. The emo quote of the week. Well, that's my emo quote of the week. I like it because it's your typical emo line about doves and crying, and it's just good. It's good. What's your emo quote of the week, Nathan?
So yeah, that was my quote of the week, emo quote. She simply will not die. She simply will not die.
She just won't die.
She just won't. No matter what you try, she won't die.
Oh.
I know that feeling.
Yeah, have you tried actually trying to murder her? Has that worked?
No, well, I don't think I've got the guts to, really. But obviously, Norma Jean have tried. That's the band, by the way.
Yeah.
Norma Jean. From the song Face Face. We're going to go into our last song. Of the podcast. It's Mason with Us. There we are!
Yeah.
yeah, so that was Mason with us. They're touring the States, not England, the States. So
come to England.
Come to England, if you're listening. Yeah, so we're going to round things up just by simply saying contact us.
If you're a band, emo fan, if you're a fan of our podcast, if you hate us.
Yeah, especially if you hate us.
Tell us why we're crap and we'll try and improve. We're sorry about the sound quality on our
voices. I'm not sorry.
Why aren't you sorry?
I'm not sorry. I don't care.
Okay, fair enough. Half of us are sorry. The rest aren't. If you're a band, yeah, contact us. If you want a band on here, send us an email or
we'll see what we can do. Contact us
and we'll try and contact them.
Recommendations. We're open to any kind of music.
Remember,
this is the mainstreamo to hardcore and every cliched sub genre in between podcast. So, you know.
That's quite a long name.
It's a damn long name.
But it has to be that long.
It has to be that long.
If it wasn't that long, then it would be just really boring. It'd be called Emo Podcasts. That wouldn't talk about it enough, really. Yeah. Anyway, yeah.
Contact us and we'll see you. Well, no, we won't see you. Yeah. That'll be a little bit weird.
We could do a video podcast.
No.
We don't have a video camera, so we won't see you. We'll probably, hopefully in 2 weeks, we'll be
making the next one. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to be doing it fortnightly.
Yeah, so check us out then.
Yeah. See ya.